Good morning, everyone. Top of the week. Today is Chaf Hei Elul, 25th day of the month of Elul Tavshin Pei, the last week of the Jewish year, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. We continue with the Chovos HaLevavos in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where we are reflecting and we are introspecting and we are thinking of ways and strategies and plans how we can have the best perspective and glean for personal growth and character development moving forward. So today's lesson, first and foremost, we focus our attention on some of what we've previously learned. We've learned that there's a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov, of gratitude and thanks for the fact that we have our mind, we have our body, we have our seichel, we have our intelligence, and mostly we have the Torah HaKadosha that we have to guide us, the blueprints for which we draw inspiration, ethics, morality, values, decisions that we make in life predicated and leaning very dependently upon the precepts of the Taryag 613 principles of the Torah. The tool that we're going to learn really takes these previous lessons that we've learned and integrates them into a goal, so to speak. It tells us to make a cheshbon, a nefesh, actually in the focus of which we think about the concept of atzlus. That's the word atzlus means laziness, and we think about how lazy we are, how lax we are when it comes to trying to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. And this is something that's very important. It tells us to search deep within ourselves to see the atzlus and to rid ourselves of this laziness. We're trying to understand the Torah. Not only that, but also how satisfied with our misunderstanding of it. So sometimes we live our lives, we know that we should know the Torah better, and perhaps sometimes we even know what the Torah demands of us. But we live our lives sometimes reflecting that we are satisfied with our misunderstanding of the Torah. And the Chovos HaLevavos gives the following moshe. He says, imagine you have a king that gave you a book that had very important instructions on how to function when working in the kingdom. And this book was essential to how you'd be successful. And if this book was a little bit confusing for you, because there was a lot of details, minutiae, you were unsure of the meanings of some of the words, perhaps some of the locations, perhaps some of the letters were unclear, maybe you didn't really understand the instructions at all. So you wouldn't be satisfied with a superficial understanding of the book. You would never excuse yourself and say that it's just simply too difficult, too hard. You'd make it your business to understand, to know what you have to do, to, you know, torment yourself trying to understand the instructions, because it's all about your working in the kingdom. It's working for the king. It's understanding what your role is, and your success is intrinsically related to and dependent on it. And if that's what you would do for a mere mortal, for physical accomplishment and achievement, for a sense of stature in the palace of the king, aren't we more obligated, obliged to do this alachas kama v'kama, all the more so to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's holy book, the instruction manual of our lives, which is our very life. It is our kihem chayenu v'orech yameinu. The Chovos HaLevavos quotes from the pasuk from Parshas Nitzavim that we had in this past week's parsha, where the pasuk tells us in Perek Lamed, pasuk Chav, chapter 30, verse number 20, where the pasuk says, "Li'avas Hashem lekecha lishma bekolo uledav kabo." We have this obligation to love Hashem, to listen to the voice of Hashem. Uledav kabo means to cleave, cling to Him. Ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha l'sheves al ha'adam asher nishba Hashem la'avisech li'avram li'yitzchak u'li'akov lo seis lohem. To cling to Him, to choose life, to be in a relationship with the Ribono shel Olam, because this is your life, this is your days, your length of days. And as it's been explained previously, how vital, how necessary the lesson of Torah is. And the question is, how can a person allow oneself to neglect the Torah and be satisfied with a superficial understanding of the text, of the lessons, of the morality, and the life choices that come as a result, rather than an in-depth understanding of it? And the tool, says the Chovos HaLevavos, is to realize that notwithstanding this gift of the Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation and instruction, we are lax in trying to understand the instructor and his instructions. So we have to know the value of it, and we have to understand the nitty-gritty. We have to try to delve deep into the valuable points. The point is that if something is really, truly invaluable and important to you, so you're going to put a lot of effort into it, and if chas v'shalom, it's not important to you, you're not going to. The amount of effort that a person puts in, so it reveals a ton about you. It reveals what's important to you. We know that when the great Gedolim, the great sages, they didn't understand a piece of Gemara or a Perush, a commentary of one of the Rishonim on the Gemara, so they would even according to some commentaries, what they would do is they would visit the kever, they would visit the grave of a great tzaddik, and they would daven for siyata dishmaya, for divine assistance, in trying to understand the meaning of that gemara. They say that the great Rav Chaim Volozhiner relates that the Vilna Gaon would fast for days on end if he was stuck on a piece of gemara and didn't have a clear understanding of its commensurate with his own level. He would literally fast, could you imagine? Because he wanted to understand the Torah. Sometimes, you know, we live in a time where there's kitzur this and kitzur that. Rabbi, just give me the basic bullet points. Give me the short and abbreviated version, the book notes, the cliff notes, and I'll be able to just get by. But this is Kehem Chayenu, this is your length of days, this is your life. Once Rav Chaim Volozhin came to visit the Gaon of Vilna, and the Groz Rebbetzin said to Rav Chaim Volozhin, my husband has not eaten for 3 days. Help, please. Rav Chaim sat down with him and went over the Gemara with him. And just by being with Rav Chaim and speaking over the Gemara, the Gaon came to an understanding of that Gemara and had such great joy in understanding it so that he was once again able to eat. This, of course, is one indication of just how much effort a person should extend oneself. Not just the idea of the Gedolim, but this is true of just all of us regular people go about our days sometimes failing to appreciate the value but have it in ourselves to study, to delve, to dig, to search, to find answers to really the many questions that perhaps some of us have, but to really try to understand not just the book of the Torah, but the author and the instructions, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the instructions as they've been given to us, which means zaycha to search, to investigate, to delve, and to appreciate the very value of the Torah HaKadosh. And in that merit, we'll continue on this journey together. I wish you a beautiful day.